There's not really words for it.
You know what I have words for? People who are saying that, at those stupid Hollywood people, like, you've got to be kidding me.
The you know what makes up LA? The most diverse group of people you have ever seen in one place.
Yeah, I think that people that don't live here just feel like just celebrities are just walking around running everything. We're like a portion. We're a small portion of this city.
That's what Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler had to say about people who think it's a good idea that LA is on fire. They have a podcast called Messy. Speaking of LA, not a good time to put a home on the market there. But Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson, since they're divorcing, have just listed their almost $18 million mansion. Back in the day, like 12 years ago, she bought it from Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne. Meanwhile, Taylor Swift is adding on to her $18 million Rhode Island home. Congratulations, Tim Tebow and his wife, Demi. They're expecting their first baby this summer. And we're so happy to hear Kate Middleton's cancer is in remission. In music news, Jason Aldean and Rascal Flatts performing at Trump's inauguration ball and the swearing-in on Monday. Village People and Carrie Underwood are also set to be a part of the event. Billy Ray Cyrus will play the victory rally ahead of it all on Sunday. And President Biden's farewell address is tonight, airing on all major networks. And finally, Blake Shelton says no one can party harder than Post Malone.
I used to think I could go pretty hard back in the day. Nobody I've ever met has anything on Post Malone. I mean, he is living a stereotypical country song every day of his life.
That's today's Entertainment Update. I'm Ryan Kelly.